Today on Beacon Hill, state senators begin debate on the casino bill that was passed in the House earlier this month. Don't expect speed, though, as casino opponents may use Senate rules to delay a final vote until next week. If it passes, the plan for three casinos and one slot parlor will almost certainly have a dramatic impact on communities that host a gambling facility. This morning, WBUR's Steve Brown takes us to one potential site in the town of Rainham.
About 100 people or so watched muted TV screens in the clubhouse of Rainham Park on a recent Saturday afternoon. The racing simulcast parlor used to be known as the Rainham Taunton Dog Track, but a vote in 2008 put a permanent end to greyhound racing in Massachusetts. In its heyday, the clubhouse and an adjacent grandstand were filled with a few thousand people, many wagering on the live racing. On this day, there were plenty of places to sit in the half-empty, relatively quiet clubhouse. Patrons, mostly men, placed bets on races from dog and horse tracks from around the country. Those races are shown via closed circuit on those TV monitors in the clubhouse. Rainham Park owner George Carney converted his dog track to a simulcast parlor in the hopes that someday the state would allow slot machines.
The only thing I can say is this, we'll try to make it work no matter how it comes out.
It being a bill to expand casino gambling in Massachusetts. At 83 years of age, Carney says his main concern is his employees.
At my stage of the game, it's not the biggest thing in the world one way or the other, but it is a major thing for the people that work here.
At its peak, the dog track employed 800 people. Now Carney says he has 218 full and part-timers on the payroll. He's betting the gambling proposal before the legislature can deliver more jobs to his facility. Jobs are a priority for Rainham Town leaders as well. Selectman Don McKinnon wants Carney to win the one and only slot parlor license called for in the legislation.
The slots would cater to the same quality of training as the track did, which are people parking vehicles, people custodial type care, and things of this nature. There's nothing of a negative nature about that employment. So the jobs would be there for our people if they had the slots.
Carney says he could get a slot parlor up and running in very little time, but he's not ruling out going for a full casino license.
I hope I'm not forced to go into that secondary position. That would only be if I had no choice after the first position failed. But my first concern would be to have the slots at the track here.
Carney has had talks with groups including the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe and Delaware North, owners of the Boston Bruins. Rainham Park's location, not far from Routes 24 and 495, make the property attractive to many casino developers. But while slots only is attractive to Selectman McKinnon, he's cool to the idea of a full-fledged casino.
We have pushed that any legislation for slots or casino would be pending local votes from the citizens. And I would not be in favor of a casino. If the people so voted and the Commonwealth so wished, so be it. But I think slots are something which should be in the future of that track. Biased I am, I will admit. But it is conducive. It's been a gambling area for around 50 years.
But some in the area say Rainham's days as a gambling destination should come to an end. Casino opponent Mary Tufts from neighboring Bridgewater claims casinos and slot parlors end up costing taxpayers more than gambling brings in.
Crime increases around casinos and slot parlors, including violent crime. In New Jersey, they have to have, I think, there's six different new separate law enforcement agencies just for the casinos. And there's a whole regulatory bureaucracy that we would have to build also here. And not only does it cost, but the reason they're there is to prevent corruption and crime that do follow, and that would definitely come here.
Regulatory agencies are part of the bill before the Senate this week. The proposal calls for a new gambling division in the Attorney General's office and a special division within the state police. It would also create the Massachusetts Gaming Commission that would oversee the three casinos and one slot parlor in the state.
Can I have a $1 try? Five, all.
If Rainham Park is successful in its bid for a slots or casino license, the sleepy simulcast parlor will get a lot louder, with the sounds of up to 1,250 slot machines. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.